are linked to 9 deaths, and the company is expanding a recall to include more products. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says earlier this year the number was 5 deaths, and since June, 4 more reports have come in. The products were initially recalled in April after Blair found out about 3 robes catching fire. Some of the products didn't meet flammability standards. The expanded recall includes more chenille robes, chenille jackets, lounge jackets, and chenille tops, all from a Pakistani manufacturer.
Countrywide Financial is being subpoenaed as part of an investigation into whether it gave more favorable lending terms to congressional lawmakers and others. More subpoenas are possible in the case. House Oversight Committee Chairman Adolphus Towns says, along with issuing the subpoena, he has written letters to financial institutions seeking information for his panel's probe. The New York congressman says information is being sought from Wells Fargo & Company, J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, Citigroup Incorporated, U.S. Bank Home Mortgage, and GMAC. Towns is asking for information on VIP-type programs, foreclosures, and marketing strategies, which could all equate to potential antitrust behavior. With IRN, USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Well, I'm standing back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming in from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion. That'll determine what the future will bring, and I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Dennis Cuddy. Hi, Dennis. How are you doing today?
Oh, hanging in there. How are you?
Well, no complaints at all, because you know I complain why somebody else always has a worse story, so you go ahead and tell me what we're going to talk about.
Well, if you complain, it wouldn't do any good anyway.
So
it doesn't do any good. Last week, we had begun the article that I have on News with Views called Ministers of Euthanasia Part 1. This will be, I think, about a 3-part series, and we were roughly midway. And I had indicated that the Nazis, of course, had a euthanasia movement. And Joseph Mengele, Dr. Mengele, was known as the Angel of Death. And I had referred your listeners to a 4-part series that I had called The Power Elite and the Secret Nazi Plan. And I had stressed the importance of looking at the Nazis not just as some aberration, some madman comes to power, there's a war, we defeat them, and that's the end of that. Rather, it was part of the Nazis are simply a subpart of the power elite's larger plan. And so what I said was during World War II, Jerome Bruner was chief psychological warfare chief of that area for General Eisenhower. And so after the war in the late 1950s, Bruner authors something called The Process of Education. And that's a report of the Woods Hole, H-O-L-E, conference, which had become a guide for educational reformers in the 1960s. Now, he, Bruner, was director of the Educational Development Center in Cambridge, Massachusetts. They're connected to Harvard, of course. And in 1964, that center produced something called Man, A Course of Study, MACOS, M-A-C-O-S. which was given a $6.5 million grant by the National Science Foundation for its development. Now, what is notable about that is people started questioning what was going on in that program, and Congressman John Conlon at the time criticized the federal support for MACOs because, among other things, it included a positive image of euthanasia. It would and infanticide, senilicide, and so forth. And the example was it would tell about a particular Eskimo group that simply left its elderly on the ice to die or on an ice float and, you know, pushed them out into the sea to die. And it gave that as a rather shocking example to the kids who would look at that. And what this is, of course, is a conditioning process that's going on. And so at the end of the 60s, in the December 31, 1969 edition of the Christian Century, a person named Sam Keen, who your listeners I'm sure have heard about before, but this is way, way before the 1995 comment he made. Back then in the 60s, he wrote something called The Soft Revolution Explored. And what he said that was about was an alteration of consciousness that was occurring. Now, let me just stop for a minute there, and I will pick up on that theme later in another part, part three, where I will begin with a quote from Orwell's 1984, which was written in the late 1940s, showing about this alteration of consciousness, which was a deliberate plan, deliberate part of the plan.
Now, before you go on, for our listeners out there who may not know who Mr. Keen was, at the 1995 Gorbachev conference in Santa Clara, why, of course, the Sam Keen was a speaker at one of the breakout conferences. Now, this is the Gorbachev conference at the State of the World Forum conference of the occultists who follow the leadership of a very wicked man named Mikhail Gorbachev, the former dictator of Russia, but really a dedicated occultist. And Mr. Keen, during the course of his presentation, talked about what we really had to do to control the population of the world was to kill off 90% of the population. He got a standing, or at least an ovation. My friend Barrett Schultz was there, got the tapes of the presentation, and sure enough, that's what he said. So this is the same Sam Keen that Dennis is talking about. So you go ahead from there.
Yeah, well, briefly, that first Day of the World Forum there at the Presidio in San Francisco, this was the elite who were there. This isn't just, you know, somebody who buys a ticket and walks in the front doors. These are more or less the movers and shakers of the world. It's not just Americans. And it was 1995, and there was loud applause when he declared, quote, "If we can cut the world's population by 90%, there won't be enough people left to do ecological damage," end quote. And the reason that's important is this the sort of ecological damage flows from the Mother Gaia concept, which, as Dr. Stan mentioned, this occultist Gorbachev, who was a historically, he and his wife Reza were disciples of the occultist Nicholas Roerich, who had the Great Right Brotherhood, as they were called, very, very occult organization. But later on, he also was into some rather strange things with the Lord Maitreya, the fellow I've mentioned before, Peterson, who was more or less a promoter. He's head of the Fulbright programs for the U.S., at least for part of the world. And he was going around on the Merv Griffin Show and other places saying how Lord Maitreya is wonderful, Lord Maitreya, this, that, and the other. And he flat out said, Wayne Peterson did, that Gorbachev doesn't mind his name being used at all in connection with Lord Maitreya. Yeah, he's a disciple of Lord Maitreya. So, yeah, Gorbachev is heavily into that stuff. So, anyway, 25 years before that, in 1969, December 31, Sam Keen's writing about the soft revolution, and it's really an alteration, he says, of consciousness was occurring. And he said this, quote, "Western civilization has become disillusioned about its ancient romance with the religious and moral ideals of the Judeo-Christian tradition," end quote. And then he goes on and says there was, quote, a change in value orientation and an emerging secular religion, end quote. And that fits. That fits with the whole pattern, you know, Alice Bailey, the world plan by 2025, the one world religion, and so forth. The point is, you can see now that this pattern, this sort of alteration of consciousness to accept the euthanasia or whatever it is, has been ongoing for a long, long time. It's not just a political thing, not just an economic thing, not just a social thing. It's heavily into religion and values, altering, as he says, the alteration of consciousness. Now, at the same time, Keane wrote this Christian Century column. You had a New Ager, New Age spiritualist named Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, and she authors a book called On Death and Dying. And she would later testify to the, the U.S. Senate in 1972, 3 years, actually about 2 years after Sam Keane's article. She would testify on death and dying before Congress. And there's something, a center that specializes in this sort of thing. It's called the Hastings Center. And that was founded in New York by two people. One was named Willard Galen, and the other is Daniel Callahan. Now, those people would later worry, they said, that America is waging a, quote, war against death. They didn't like that. You know, we should be waging a war against death. That's a good thing. Callahan would specifically say, look, we got to accept death. You know, just accept it. It's, you know, you're gonna, everybody's going to die, so just accept it.
Well, you hold that thought there. People don't understand that's what Obama is all about. It's about revising Medicare so they can let the elderly die. That's how they're going to save the money. And they're talking about you and your parents and those you love. We'll be back in just a moment here at the Genesis Communication Network. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the Internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Dr. Dennis Cuddy, and we're talking about the ministers of euthanasia. What is so difficult for people to believe is that there really are people who want to kill off not only the elderly and the unborn, but most of the people in the world. And, of course, if you haven't heard my talk on planned population reduction, you didn't know. It is taking place today. That's what AIDS is about. That's why they outlawed DDT. That's why they're using vaccines, adding MSG and aspartame and genetically modified food to our diet. They all lower the sperm count. Why do you think the sperm count has fallen 50% throughout the world on average? Do you think that happened just by accident? Well, I'm not going to get on my pedestal. Let's hear from Dr. Cuddy. You go ahead and pick up the story, Dennis.
Well, I'll get on the pedestal then, since there's some room there. Since you brought up DDT, there was a special segment on one of these morning shows about this it's actually a huge problem that's going worldwide. But this particular specialist was in New York City talking about bed bugs, and one of the talk shows, well, where are these bed bugs coming from? And he flat out said, well, we used to have DDT, but now we don't, so we got bed bugs. And they are nasty little things. They can cause, people have gone into motels and woken up in the morning and had, you know, red dots and bites all over them. And this specialist, a doctor, said, yeah, DDT used to take care of them, but now it doesn't, and there you go. And so it's all part of this plan that's going forward. And before I proceed, let me explain something I said earlier about Nicholas Roerich and the Great White Brotherhood. There are many people. It's not just Gorbachev. Henry Wallace was FDR's vice president. He was more or less a disciple of Henry Roerich, and he would write letters to FDR saying, you can be the flaming one. Flame, you know, flame, like a fire, flame. And that's what Great White Brotherhood means. I wanted to explain that that isn't a racial thing. It's not like whites are good, blacks are bad. The Great White Brotherhood is like this brilliant white light. It's the, you know, the Alice Bailey Bavatsky point of light, this blinding light that overcomes you, which they, of course, refer to as, you know, Lucifer, and that means knowledge. You know, the knowledge of good and evil is an occult knowledge. And so that's what they're talking about when they say Great White Brotherhood. It's not a racial sort of thing. So anyway, now back to what I was saying about death and dying, Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, and the Hastings Center, which was founded in New York by these two individuals who said, you just have to accept death. But they were concerned that America was in this war against death, and that was bad. We shouldn't have this war against death. We should just accept it. And that's important for many years later, after this period in 1970, because the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, which seems to sort of pop up everywhere with that TMAP, Texas Medication Algorithm Project, and all sorts of stuff regarding health and mental health, later in the 1990s, now way back then, what it did, Robert Wood Johnson Foundation paid for a special supplement to the Hastings Center report titled Dying Well in the Hospital, The Lessons of Support, end quote. So once again, you have this, you know, you're in the hospital, you need to just die well, we need to have support for this. And that's a Hastings Center report. And the Hastings Center really does specialize in that topic of death and dying, founded by those two people, Galen and Callahan, who say, you know, just accept death. They don't like this war against death. You need to just accept it. Now, the item I mentioned before, Elizabeth Kubler-Ross in 1969, when she had that on Death and Dying, the year after that was published, in February of 1970, Dr. Daniel Levitin, he was a teacher of death education at the University of Maryland. There were a number of these around, but in this case, this guy's teaching death ed at the University of Maryland. It's not just, you know, a public school thing. He delivered an address that was titled, quote, "The Role of the Schools," that means grammar and high school, elementary, junior high, "The Role of the Schools in Providing Death Education." And in that that address, he asserted, quote, "We are very much interested in educating parents in order to reduce the spread of that dread disease, hang-up-itis." He put that as one word, hang-up-itis. It's like you got a hang-up, so we don't want that disease, you have this hang-up. So we don't like that. And he goes on, says, "Public schools would do well to develop related parent education programs in such myth-shrouded areas as human sexuality and death education," end quote. So you got all these myths are out there, this, you know, regarding death education. It's really a good thing, he's saying. This is what you got to have. And that someone supports death education, now, I want to be clear, doesn't mean necessarily that they support euthanasia. Yeah, I don't want to, you know, somebody to say, well, you know, I support death ed and I'm not for euthanasia. But what you got to remember is getting students comfortable with death can lead to, among other things, suicides, which for many can be a sort of self-imposed euthanasia on depressed people. In September of 72, that same person, Dr. Levitin, delivered another address titled "Education for Death, or Death Becomes Less a Stranger." And that was at the American Psychological Association convention. And there he cautioned, this is what Levitin said, quote, "I can say that no one enrolled in the course has suicided to date, but it remains a possibility. The instructor in death education needs to be prepared for the eventuality of a student's suicide," end quote. So they know exactly what they're doing. They know exactly that this type of education can lead to students committing suicide. Now, if students in death and dying classes go to morgues, which they do, feel corpses, which they do, view an embalming, rub the caskets, actually sit in coffins and write suicide notes, and are asked to write their own epitaphs or obituaries, my question is it any wonder that they may start to contemplate suicide as a way to get out of their problems? One girl, in fact, your listeners will probably remember the two, you know, Klebold and what the other one at Columbine High School. Well, one girl at that high school, where the two student killers wore black garments with swastikas on them, and that was in Littleton, Colorado, one girl at that school said she contemplated suicide after taking a death education course there. And even before Littleton, that massacre there, there was a girl, Tara Becker Merrill, M-E-R-R-I-L-L, of Colorado. She attempted suicide after a high school class about death. And she said she was taught that, quote, "Death is exciting, appealing, something to look forward to," end quote. Now, many other students, there's, you know, incident after incident, have actually committed suicide after taking these death education or courses or seeing films about suicide. There's one textbook, for example, is called Coping with Death and Dying. It's by a fellow named Robert Russell. And I hear the music.
Will you hang on? We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Dennis Ketty right here at Genesis.
Times are tough, and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty, food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA, the Better Business Bureau, is made in the USA, and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com. Or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
As Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly our guest is Dr. Dennis Cuddy, and we carry a number of his books on mental health screening. There's two of them, and they're really not so much about mental health screening, although that's part of it, but about this the whole socialist scheme to control the world. And then we carry his book, The Road to Socialism, his road to basically timeline for the New World Order. And of course, it goes into the background of education, has thousands of quotations, all important for you to know because these people openly talk about their diabolical plan. And certainly nobody's compiled more great quotations than Dr. Dennis Cuddy. And we carry his little book, A Conspiracy, Secret Records Revealed, and so much more. And you can get these by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. But we're talking about the ministers of euthanasia. This is not imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. They really do want to kill off most of the people in the world because we're dealing with organized evil. Go right ahead, Dennis.
Sure. Picking up, though, on what you just said about they're out in the open, this is what H.G. Wells said. He was one of the early Fabian socialists, and the window that was commissioned in 1910, the famous Fabian window, has him at the bottom left side basically thumbing his nose at the rest of them. But it's not because he disagreed with their philosophy. He just felt they should come out in the open, and so that's why he titled his 1928 book, The Open Conspiracy. And another aside is important here because I mentioned how these groups work together. The Fabians would work, for example, with the Cecil Rhodes group and his Society of the Elect. The Fabians didn't like them too much. They considered themselves the more intellectual, although they respected the Rhodes people because they had the political clout, they had the money. They worked together on a common cause. The Fabians, of course, wanted socialism, and the ultimate goal of the Paralee, including Cecil Rhodes, would be a world socialist government. So they had a common aim. So they would work together, and so in that light, you had Cecil Rhodes' secret society. By design, was only conspiratorial from its founding about 1891. Now, he began collecting the members earlier. I think Flora Shaw was sort of initiated in 1889. Every year he would get somebody, but the formal organization of the society was early in 1891. And by design, they said, Lord Milner, when he implemented it after Rhodes' death, that it was to last about six decades, about around 1950-ish. And then what they said is they wouldn't need any conspiracy as such in a sort of hidden sense. They would come out in the open. They would really just it would be morphed into a network of like-minded globalists. And that was part of the plan because then you don't have to worry about any, quote, hidden conspiracy stuff. You just come out in the open. And that's what they've been doing for at least the last 60 years or so. And even before them, of course, Wells, with his 1928 book, The Open Conspiracy. And so that's an aside there. Now, back to the topic at hand, I had mentioned a Tara Becker Merrill saying that death education was presented to her, and this is why she attempted suicide, as something that was, quote, exciting, appealing, something to look forward to. End quote. And so, this type of thing can be seen applied globally, let's say to the Islamic terrorist. Go out and, kill yourself, blow yourself up, and you go to be with Allah and 72 virgins. That's a form of this. I'm not equating it, with just, hey, I think I'll go commit suicide to get all of these people think they have this great cause, and a jihad against the bad guys and so forth. But in the end, that's what they're doing. They're committing suicide because this is an appealing thing. This is the way you can guarantee that you will go to be in heaven with Allah and you get the 72 virgins and so forth. So this isn't just something limited to the West, America, England, and so forth. These people in this plan have this whole thing way thought out, way in advance, and even this jihad is part of it. They will use the religion, the culture, or whatever, of whatever particular society. You know, okay, let's try the Hindus. Now, let's see. Oh, yeah, reincarnation, you know. So why not, you know, have a little euthanasia going on? What the hey? Maybe you'll come back as something better. You know, that, I mean, they thought all this thing out. So anyway, there's one textbook called Coping with Death and Dying by Robert Russell. That came out about this time that I'm talking about, and it contained a section on euthanasia and stated, quote, committing suicide may represent the last attempt to make an independent personal decision, end quote. I mean, think about that. Think about the mind that would say that. Hey, you know, why not commit suicide? At least you'll be acting as an independent decision maker. You know, isn't that what you want to be? Don't you want to be an independent? Oh, well, okay, fine. Commit suicide. That'll be a, you know, a great act of independence. It's incredible the way they think, but this stuff is really out there. It's getting published. It's been in the public schools. It's been used over and over again to condition the populace. Now, at the same time that Dr. Levitin, I mentioned before, was delivering his address in 1970, that's the time that the movie MASH was released, and it had a theme song. It was also the theme song 2 years later of the popular TV show starring Alan Alda and so forth. And the title of the theme song, which, you know, they don't put it on the screen, but the title actually is Suicide is Painless. That's the title. And the MASH show would begin with that theme song, da 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 da, you know, a nice little ditty that sort of rings in your head. It's the type of thing that you sort of hum to yourself over and over and over again because it's sort of catchy. Well, that same year, 1972, that the TV show came out. Something called the Center for Teaching International Relations, CTIR, was co-founded at the University in Denver by Joseph Corbell. Now, in case that name rings a bell, it doesn't. That's Secretary of State Madeleine Albright's father. He's the one who did that. And one of the things that that center would produce is something called Death, a Part of Life. That was developed by two people, George Otero and Zoanne, Z-O-A-N-N-E, Harris. And if you look on page 117, I've got that thing, 117, it includes, and this is presented, you know, as something positive, it presents the kamikaze letters from World War II. Their actual state, you know, here I am, my, you know, beloved father and family, I'm going off to die for the great emperor, here, you know, all that sort of stuff. And you know, ask yourself, why would they do that? I mean, why would you put in this that you're giving to the kiddies in the school, death a part of life? Remember, we have to accept death. It's just a part of life. Why would you put these kamikaze letters? I mean, those guys, I mean, you can say bravery or something, but those guys are responsible for killing a whole lot of sailors, American sailors, British sailors, and others. But here it is, the kamikaze letters. And that's supposed to be a wonderful teaching tool. You know, think about the mindset that is required for people to say, yeah, we need this in our school. We need our kids to, you know, learn this stuff. So, anyway, that's the end of part one of the Ministers of Euthanasia. And then part two is up now on News with Views. That's my latest column. And as usual, I start each of these, most of the time, with a note about some sort of contemporary subject. And in this case, it's not directly related to euthanasia, but it's an important thing for you to see in this sort of death mentality. It is somewhat related to euthanasia if you look at it at its base. There's a great deal of attention. I hear the music.
You hear the music. We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Dennis Cuddy right here, Genesis.
car keys. What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface. Wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants, contains no chlorine bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Dr. Dennis Cuddy for the final segment of this afternoon's program. Go right ahead, Dennis.
Okay. What I had started before the break was Ministers of Euthanasia Part 2, which is the current article I have on newswithviews.com. And as usual, I try to have a note at the beginning of these articles about something of contemporary import. And this is related to euthanasia in the sense that if you place somebody unnecessarily in a situation where they're going to die, that's sort of a form of euthanasia. And so the note that I've written here begins, recently there's been a great deal of news regarding an all-day attack by the Taliban against U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. Now, the Taliban were in the mountains firing down into a valley in which the American soldiers were located, and 8 of our soldiers were killed because they were located in an outpost, basically, that made them all sitting ducks. And I may have mentioned this before, but it was just like the end of one of the John Wayne Cavalry trilogy movies, Fort Apache, that came out, this one, in 1948. And there, John Wayne is pleading with his superior, who's a colonel, I believe, who's a colonel, Henry Fonda. Henry Fonda is one of these, you know, rock-bound, do it according to the book sort of individuals, and he's saying, you know, what do you think, you know, to John Wayne, that he's this Apache leader here, Cochise, is like Genghis Khan or, you know, some great general or whatever. And John Wayne says, no, he's not. He's used common sense. He's sitting up there in the mountains looking down. And Henry Fonda says, well, what about that dust over there? He said, and John Wayne said, well, that's just, you know, some women and children dragging some mesquite, you know, to lead you astray. The people have been there a while, know what's going on. But Henry Fonda's just come from the east, and he's been stuck in this outpost, and he doesn't think he's going to have any glory to this thing. So anyway, John Wayne's pleading with him. When Henry Fonda says, all right, in columns of four, we're going to proceed down this valley. And John Wayne says, you know, he says the Apaches are going to be firing down from the mountains. And Wayne says, that's suicide to do that. And that's exactly right. When I was about 4 years old, I had a neighbor who was a couple of years older, six. And he had a large battlefield set on the table. And it had the soldiers in the hills and the valleys and so on. And even then, you know, playing soldier, we had enough sense not to place our soldiers in valleys where the enemy could fire down upon them. You know, a four-year-old knows not to do that. Therefore, it seems to me there's only one of two possible conclusions regarding this recent attack in Afghanistan. Either our military leaders are extremely, and I want to emphasize that word, extremely incompetent, or our soldiers were deliberately placed there to be sitting ducks for some larger purpose. Either way, as far as I'm concerned, we as a people and our soldiers are in serious trouble, and we're also in serious trouble for another reason. That's because of the fact that about 4 months ago, June 5 of this year, President Obama's communications director, her name's Anita Dunn, she revealed that one of her favorite philosophers was Chairman Mao, Mao Zedong of Communist China. Now, what does that say to you, the listener, about Barack Obama's judgment? Here is his communications director, and one of her favorite philosophers is Mao, who Dr. Stan has mentioned over and over again, had, you know, millions, tens of millions of his own people slaughtered with these agrarian reform movements and other movements that he had in the late 50s, early 60s.
Probably about 100 million of them, yeah. He was, sure. He was very efficient.
Oh, yeah, and David Rockefeller said so. He applauded him, said, well, you know, there may have been some costs, but hey, this is a great social experiment, Rockefeller said in that, I think it was August 10th, 1973, New York Times article. This was a wonderful thing, he said. And the reason is, I've said this before, but I'll say it again. If you look in the 60s, and that the testimony, and you'll see it in James Simon Coonan's the book, The Strawberry Statement, the government people infiltrated the SDS, and what they said, people from Business Roundtable International wanted to buy up a few radicals using Exxon, you know, that's formerly Standard Oil, Rockefeller money. And what they wanted to do was create a radicalism in the country so that as they, the power elite, Rockefeller and so forth, moved to the left, opening the door to Communist China, they would not appear to be radical because these people, you know, burning things at the Chicago Convention in 1968 would look extremely radical. You know, so their move to open doors in China under Nixon, well, that wouldn't look so radical. You know, it's a conditioning process. It's like when people go into a legislature and want, you know, $100 million for something, they say, well, we need $200 million for this. And you say, oh, that's too much. And they say, okay, you know, we won't ask for as much. We'll ask for only $100 million. And everybody says, well, aren't they wonderful? You know, they're not so extreme.
We're out of time, Dennis. We can go on, but I hope we can do it again next week.
Okay.
Thank you so very much. Our guest has been Dr. Dennis Cuddy. You can read his articles at newswithviews.com and tune in next week as we continue talking about the ministers of euthanasia. Bye-bye and thanks very much. Okay, well, this is the time when I need to remind our leaders that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. And then, of course, we want to remind you that we only have a short period of time. If Lindsay Williams is right, we got a couple of years. But during that time, we have to learn how to be effective, and you are effective because we are involved in an educational ideological war. It may be spiritual, but it's being fought in an ideological battlefield. And we have to teach people what's really going on, and that's why I sincerely hope you'll want to buy a case of my books, that's Brotherhood of Darkness, which gets into the background of what's really going on. Ordinarily, the books are $12.95. You can get 60 of them for $149.95. That's $2.50 each, plus the cost of shipping. And you will have a weapon. You can sell it, you can give it away, you can lend it, but you can touch people's lives as you explain to them what's going on. It's an interesting book because it's written against the backdrop of Agatha Christie's wonderful story of the murder on the Orient Express. So if you do pledge to take a case, why, you put in your Visa card, we won't use it until such time as we have the pledges, and they are coming in. We look forward to hearing from you. A wonderful weapon to use in this spiritual battle for the survival of Christian civilization and the souls of men. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you haven't seen the Secret Mystery series of DVDs, there are three of them, Secret Mysteries, Riddles in Stone, and The Eye of the Phoenix. And I'm in all three of them, just a little part, but at least I'm privileged and flattered to be there. But they are very professionally done, despite the fact that I appear in all three of them. And then, of course, we have, of course, my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness, on the Forbidden Secret, and on the Financial Armageddon, and they're all available from Radio Liberty, and their syllabuses with a couple of them. Then, of course, we hope that you'll want to get our 4-CD set on the swine flu epidemic, because it's only a $3 bill. The danger is not swine flu. Your chance of getting it and dying if you're healthy is less than 1 in a million. But the danger is in the vaccine, and they're up to no good. In fact, over in Sweden, where a lot of the nurses have taken it, and they have a different vaccine, they have one that contains squalene, a number of nurses have gotten sick, and one recently died. In Germany, they're giving the vaccine to the cabinet and to the premier, Merkel, I think is her name, but they're not giving them the European vaccine. They're giving them one of the American vaccines that doesn't contain squalene. Gee, I wonder why. Well, there's so much to the story, and of course, where did the virus come from? Why are they so insistent upon giving the vaccine when the epidemic has already peaked? The number of new cases of swine flu is dropping dramatically. An article today showed that 90 to 95% of the people out there with flu and illness don't have the Spanish, but don't have the swine flu. What's the real agenda behind it? Well, get the four CD set on the swine flu epidemic. And then, of course, certainly Dr. Abe's DVD on mercury autism and the global vaccine agenda, and Dr. Blaylock's DVD, Vaccines and Brain Development. And go to our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. There's so much information there. You can listen to our programs 9 hours a day and not get much done. You can go ahead and watch our DVDs for nothing. You can read our newsletters. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection, and we'll be right back.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion and illusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Carol Matriciana, who's certainly one of our favorite guests. Hi, Carol. How you doing?
Hello, Dr. Stan. How wonderful it is to be on your show again. Thank you very much for inviting me. What a wonderful California day we have this fall.
Oh, yes, well, we live in an amazing place because it's nice where you live, but I think it's even nicer where we live. But
you're absolutely right, it is.
Anyway, it's good to have you with us. And, of course, we've asked Carol to come on because we're coming up to a great American holiday. Yes, certainly we have to take God and prayer out of our schools. We cannot certainly have a nativity scene on public property. Many people are complaining because their crosses here and there are dotting the landscape, and you know, there are even crosses in government ceremonies, and that's terrible, but we can certainly celebrate the Devil's Day in our schools, Halloween, and Halloween is coming up. So, since Carol has done a great deal of work on Harry Potter and the occult and all of these things, we thought we'd have her on. She has some great DVDs on this, and people must understand that America has become a pagan nation that celebrates demonic holidays. You pick up the story, Carol.
Well, Dr. Stan, many years ago, we made a film on Halloween, Trick or Treat, and that's actually one of the films that I'm able to offer still. And basically, we did that in response to people saying, well, Halloween's a Christian holiday. It's all about All Souls Day, and All Saints Day, which is meant to be November the 1st, and so surely it's a Christian holiday. Well, of course, it is not, and that was the reason that we made Halloween, to give the historical roots of this festival that is a nature festival, rooted in the god of death called Samhain. Samhain is sometimes how it's said, but this is the god of death, and he's one of the most powerful gods, obviously, because the Lord even said that the wages of sin is death, and so once you're caught up in the god of death, there's no escape. So here we have pagans worshipping the god of death, and it's symbolized in nature worship, where it is understood that the end of the year, when the leaves are falling off the trees and the whole of nature is submitted to death, that this is a time when nature worshippers kind of put their focus on this particular time at the end of one year. As they see it, they believe that the end of one year is the thinnest veil, if you will, between our world and the other world. And so this thin veil is the best time to attract those who have gone before. I mean, this is their language, but of course, according to the Bible, we know that the spirit world isn't those that have gone before. It's powers and principalities, as described by in the Bible, that they're fallen angels. And I know that you carry our product, Supernatural Powers, The Battle Between Good and Evil, which explains the angelic realm from a biblical perspective, that there are ministers of God that stay faithful to God and are available for his bidding, looking after his saints and governing what God tells them to do, versus fallen angels, the disobedient spirits that got thrown out of heaven with Lucifer when Jesus said, "I saw Lucifer fall like lightning out of the heavens." And of course, he's now the god of this world, and with him are the third of the angels who God created.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
During World War II, millions suddenly found their lives in peril. One of those, 11-year-old Harold Gordon, as recounted in his book, The Last Sunrise, faced Auschwitz's horrors. This is Elizabeth Border from GCN's The Divided Kingdom, heard at 7 p.m. Central, Monday through Friday, on WWCR 5.070 MHz, Tuesday, 6 p.m. Central, Friday, 7 p.m. Central. Once, Harold Gordon's life was spared by bartering gold. Lou Blanchard and I bought gold and silver from Midas Resources years before we became GCN radio hosts. We like the fact that unlike some radio offers that hold the gold for you, Ted Anderson's Midas Resources sends it right to your front door. Lou and I hope you'll protect your family with even a few gold coins. Call 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Carol was just saying that the pet stores don't ordinarily sell black cats before Halloween because they're going to be either mistreated or sacrificed. We're not talking about something imaginary. We're talking about something very real right here in the United States. Now, you think it's just on television? You think it's all make-believe? Absolutely not. I mean, they have their satanic groups. They have their satanic ceremonies. Some of them wear black robes and black hoods and carry their candles. And others, of course, are some of the most prominent politicians in our federal and state governments. But pick up the story there, Carol.
Well, you see, the confusion, Dr. Stan, is it's not only a satanic holiday, it's also a pagan holiday. So people kind of say, well, witches don't believe in Satan, and in a sense they're right, because you get the idea of witches that talk about good magic, white magic versus black magic, and they say they don't believe in Satan, but really the source is the same. And while Satanists believe in Satan and want Satan's power, Wiccans, witches, who also come under paganism, as does Satanism, but they may not be the same denomination, if you will, and witches will say they don't believe in Satan. However, they do believe in this power that can be used for what they call good. Now, during this particular time of the year, this end of October, which is known as Samhain, Samhain, witches absolutely believe this to be the end of the witches' year, and Satanists also believe it to be the high holy day of satanic ritual, where blood is believed to appease Satan, and many Wiccans who are involved more in the dark side of magic will be involved in blood sacrifice. The idea is that this time of year is the thinnest between the going out of the old year and the coming in of the new year, and so Wiccans or witches and pagans that are connected to nature worship will much more connect in these sort of rituals and ceremonies that are pulling down, drawing down the moon, if you will, drawing down forces from nature, which they say are the easiest to attract while the veil is thin between the outgoing year and the incoming year. And so they believe, witches believe, that they're calling down these spirits. Pagans that are connected to nature worship will much more connect in these sort of rituals and ceremonies that are pulling down, drawing down the moon, if you will, drawing down forces from nature, which they say are the easiest to attract while the veil is thin between the outgoing year and the incoming year. And so they believe, witches believe, that they're calling down these spirits of the long dead, and they see these spirits as their old masters and leaders, kind of racial archetypes, if you will. But the Bible, of course, explains them as demons. So they're contacting the demonic world, what they call the spirit world, for power. And they understand that something far greater than themselves is out there and can help them in their quest for knowledge and truth as they perceive it. So they're drawing down on this source to help them in their love life for the new year, or in their monetary gain in the new year, their financial gain, whatever it is that they want. But interestingly enough, this is the very beginning of where Harry Potter began, which is why I made the film on Harry Potter, Witchcraft Repackaged, because the beginning of book one in the first chapter started on Halloween night, but in England it's called Guy Fawkes Night, where a human being called Guy, he was burned on a huge fire. He was supposedly involved in political espionage. And on November the 5th, all over Britain, Guy Fawkes, this human being, is put on a bonfire and burned with fireworks. And so the pagan festival continues through this. But actually, the root of Samhain, the festival of death, was when the Celts, who they had these druidic priests, the druids who were the priests of the Celts, would go around from house to house, and in some cases asking for human sacrifice to be given to them to appease the gods, so that they could put them into these fires, onto these fires, into a huge straw man built with frame, a sort of wicken man, if you were made of wicker, where these human beings were stuffed. And I know this sounds absolutely incredible to believe, but Julius Caesar wrote about this in his memoirs, that when they invaded Britain, there was this huge 150-foot-tall straw man, a man made of wicker, filled with human beings for this festival of Samhain at the end of October. And, of course, these bone fires were found smoldering that week in the mornings of October, November the 1st, actually, the morning after October the 31st. And so that's how we get our name of bonfire, because these bone fires were human beings piled on top of fires to appease the god of death in the Samhain or Samhain festival, which needed blood, a mixture of blood. And even witches know, I mean, they will also admit that there's a possible explanation of this word Samhain that does go back to the time when there was a lot of killing and blood needed to be slaughtered. You know, so traditionally the scent of all this copious amount of blood, as the witches will say, attracts the spirits of the dead. But of course we know that the blood sacrifices are offered indeed to bring down these powers and principalities. So that's an interesting historical perspective of how we got the word bonfire and what was happening on the festival of Samhain. But at the same time, these druids, these priests, would go around from house to house, and they'd have their carved-out hollow turnips around their shoulders, over their shoulder, with a oil burning in it, and there was a sort of carved-out face in the hollow turnip, where the spirit of the spirit of the druid's spirit guide would be inside, the sort of little personal little god, as the druid would go from home to home demanding these sacrifices. And if they got the sacrifices that they wanted from the homeowners, then they would bless them with a spiritual blessing, so to speak, which was called a treat. But if they didn't, then they would hex them with a curse, and their home was cursed, and they'd be in trouble and with sickness and death or whatever. So that's how we get our name of trick or treat, if you don't welcome the person who's coming to your door and giving them what they want. And all that was laid out in our movie that we still offer, that I've still got on my website, if any of your listeners want to get Halloween trick or treat, to find out the historical roots of Samhain, some of the reasons behind the carved-out vegetables. Actually, how did it even become a pumpkin? Well, in the 18th and 19th century, when some of the flood of Celtic immigrants came from Ireland to America, they found that the pumpkin was much easier to hollow out than the old turnip. And so you find that the English-speaking Celts hollowed out their pumpkins, known as Jack of the Lantern or Jock of the Lantern. Jock was the spirit, and Jock of the Lantern, or the spirit guide inside the pumpkin, soon became Jack-o'-lantern, and hence the names of the jack-o'-lanterns, which this light would burn in the house, usually where the druid priest had come to the home. Then a light would be put there to show others that they didn't have to come to the home, that they'd already been blessed or hexed, or It was just to show that they were taking part in this festival of Samhain. And that's how, indeed, the pumpkin idea came into the American culture. But, you know, now it comes into the church, and Christians are still carving out their pumpkins and having harvest festivals, as they'll call it, a harvest festival. But the witches and the Wiccan world still considered it a harvest festival, the end of the harvest year, the end of the old year, the coming of the new year, again, where the spirit world could be tapped into, if you will. So really, cleaning up the name Halloween as a harvest festival is it's still rooted in the same idea of nature worship and Celtic, the priesthood, the Druidic Celts. So we have all this confusion going on, and then you'll get many times Christians saying, well, how did it become a Christian holiday? Well, in that case, what happened was in the 8th century, we get Pope Gregory III, that's about 700 years, 731 in the 8th century, where in an attempt to get pagan people into the church, the Roman Catholic Church, and in an attempt to abandon the festival of Samhain, what the Roman Catholic Church did was pushed forward from May, the holiday where the day for honoring the Christian dead who died as martyrs in the terrible Roman persecutions in May. The celebration was pushed forward to November, and they hoped that if they could focus in on the dead martyrs, the spirits of the dead people, Christians that were supposedly martyred, that's fair enough to focus in on them, the All Saints Day would be pushed forward to November the 1st, but still the problem was these saints, which were also called hallowed ones, the evening of the hallowed ones still got confused with hallowed evening, or the evening of focusing in on the hallowed ones. And so Halloween got confused as a Christian holiday, but really the idea of praying for the dead anyway isn't a biblical concept. I mean, of course we...
Hold that thought, Carol. We'll be right back.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Good morning, Peter Krachnabel from Midas Resources, and today is October 23rd, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $1,062. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,091.40, a half ounce coin for $5.45.70, and a quarter ounce coin for $2.72.85. That's $1,091.40, $5.45.70, and $2.72.85.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health.
See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Matriciana. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Carol Matriciana. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question on this subject or a comment for Carol on this subject, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And a recurrent theme on our programs is we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And we're losing that battle because most people have no idea what's going on. They don't understand there is a spiritual dimension. You can contact that spiritual dimension. I remember one time I got I was on a program called Wired, a nationwide program, and I got this email from this incensed witch who accused me of equating witchcraft with Satanism and said, you know, I said, we are not Satanists. We do not believe in the occult. We just try to contact the other dimensions so we can obtain power. Well, I think that lays it out pretty well. They have all their ceremonies because they want to obtain power. And this is the Witch's Day that we're actually going to be celebrating on the 30th of October. And the average individual doesn't understand, the average Christian parent doesn't have the courage to say to their children, we do not allow celebration of this because, of course, this is leading you away from the Lord. If you want to do something that evening, have a Christian party and focus the children's attention on Jesus Christ. And you can dunk apples and pin the tail on the donkey or whatever you want to do for your children. But they should not be dressing up in their satanic garb and going around, of course, celebrating this very evil holiday. You go right ahead, Carol.
Well, also, you know, Dr. Stan, I mean, I've often been asked by Christians, well, what if, my children don't dress up in satanic garbs or as witches or horrible creatures. They dress up as pretty things and movie characters and nice things. But, you know, let's look at what is the reason, what is the idea behind putting on a costume? If we look in the cultures of voodoo, African cultures, or even where I was born and raised in India, cultures where the idea of putting on the covering of an animal is believed to take the spirit of that animal. So, you dress up in the spirit of the animal, something very mundane is just the reality in the discipline of yoga, for instance, which is a Hindu Eastern mysticism discipline. The idea is that the animals have spirits, and most yoga positions are called by animals' names, so that when you get into that position, you can become one with that deity, because everything is believed to be deity. So you connect to the power of that deity, and then you become infused with the power of that creature that you are getting in the form of, or that you're covering yourself as.
Well, let's just go to Sarah Jo, who's calling us from Brookport, New York, and you're absolutely right. It is all part of this effort to contact the other dimension. Hi, Sarah Jo. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I'm interested in this program tonight. And hi, Carol.
Hello, Sarah Jo.
Mainly because I have your video that was done quite a while ago with Chuck Smith, and it's a great video.
Thank you. Halloween Trick or Treat, right?
Yeah, Halloween Trick or Treat. I need it in DVD, though, because it's a VHS and it's getting old.
Well, we've got it in DVD and we've got it in Spanish for any of your audience out there, Dr. Stan, who want it in Spanish for their Spanish churches. But anyway, carry on, Sarah Jo.
Right. I do need one in Spanish.
I'm going to be going
to Venezuela.
Go on to my website, www.carryltv.com. And
okay.
I think we've even got specials on VHSs at the moment. But anyway, yes, we do have this in DVDs and in Spanish. So, carryltv.com.
Okay, wonderful. I'm writing that fast. Okay, my question is this. I know someone who really celebrates, a family that really celebrates Halloween every year. They've celebrated it for many years. The children have their Halloween party a week before Halloween, and then Halloween, the adults have theirs a week later, you know, closer to Halloween night. And I'm just concerned about their involvement in the celebration of that holiday and its spiritual impact on them.
Hold that thought, Sarah Jo. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944, 1-800-984-1944, 1-800-984-1944.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency.
Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Certainly our telephone number, if you'd like to call and talk to Carol, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We have Sarah Jo calling from Brookport, New York. Has a friends who are nominal Christians, go to a different church of a different Christian faith, and of course they simply go along with Halloween and they make a big fuss out of it. But you have to, of course, Sarah, Joe, in some way, try to lead them into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Get them to start reading the Bible. Let them understand that you should never try to contact these supernatural forces, which is what Halloween is really all about. All you can do is minister to them in a kind and loving manner, and maybe a copy of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, might help you. Anything else you'd like to say, Sarah Jo?
I have your book, too. I love it.
All right, fine.
It's excellent.
God bless
you. Yes, the one thing I wanted to say was the concern I had, too, was different manifestations in their home.
Well, of course, that'll take place because you are contacting the dead. I mean, I remember as a very young girl in my Roman Catholic confirmation that at the age of 7 I was confirmed, and the confirmation name I wanted was supposedly a dead saint, but of course I took on the name of this spirit in the spirit world, and I always had manifestations, but I thought it was all part of my life, you know, and I just took it as being okay because the church said it was. But it wasn't until I had my eyes opened through scripture that the living word, which is sharper than a two-edged sword, was able to cut through the darkness. So, you know, it's very understandable that many Roman Catholics will be involved in this because, indeed, it was, as I mentioned earlier, it was Pope Gregory III that brought this into the Roman Catholic Church as an idea of being a Roman Catholic holiday, of communicating, being part of the world of the dead. And so this festival of death has just kind of taken on Christian jargon and Christianese.
Okay.
But the very root of it, all one has to do is look at the death masks and all the stores and the ghoulish ghosts and witches and stuff to see that this is a focus, a desensitization of death and making it seem as not a very horrible thing and not being very horrible to communicate with the spirit world. But, you know, you might want to have a look at the Supernatural Powers DVD that I made some time ago, because after having made Harry Potter, when I was communicating with children, talking to children, a lot of children thought that their guardian angels were good spirits and spirit guides that helped them. And so that's why I made Supernatural Powers, The Battle Between Good and Evil, to explain the supernatural world from a biblical perspective and, you know, God's ministering angels versus Satan's fallen angels. And the fallen angels, of course, come to our bidden calling at any time, but God's ministering angels are not obedient to our calling them. They're only obedient to what God tells them to do. So that's why so many people can contact the supernatural world, because these spirits are waiting to be contacted and then indeed to take over their life through manifestations that can become very, very scary. And I know from my Catholic mm-hmm. background how scary my dream world was and my night times and the fears I had right. Until
Jesus Christ came into my life in a personal way.
Well, yes. We're going to have to let Sarah Jo go.
God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Sarah Jo. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, fine. Let's go to Laura, who's calling us from Colorado. Hi, Laura. How are you hearing us? Are you hearing us on the Internet, on shortwave, on satellite?
Well, Dr. Stan, my shortwave doesn't pick you up very good at all, so I have to listen to you on the Internet.
That's fine. I don't care how you listen. Just like to know how you're doing it. Anyway, if you have trouble with your shortwave, get a long antenna. That's the secret for shortwave. But anyway, do you have a question for our guest, Carol Matriciana? Oh, before you do that, before I forget, why... Carol, I want you to get your website, and then I want you to get your telephone number out so people can contact you and get one of your DVDs Halloween.
Yes, they can go onto my webpage, which is my name, CarylTV.com. Seven letters, CarylTV, like television, .com. And there we've got, we're offering as specials at the moment, Halloween Trick or Treat. There's a special on the VHSs, which, of course, is a blowout price, but we've also got them on DVDs and in Spanish. Supernatural Powers, The Battle Between Good and Evil, a really, really good half-hour TV show with former witches and practicing witches explaining what Halloween is to them, and the former witch explaining what it is to her now, and... then, of course, Harry Potter, Witchcraft Repackaged, which also tells the story of how the Halloween starts off the Harry Potter series, because it is a huge, big holiday within witchcraft and Satanism and for the pagan world and nature worshippers. The phone number anybody can order, I'll give at the end of the program, Dr. Stan, so they don't call now because we're on this line.
All right, fine.
The order line.
All right, fine.
So, well, I'll wait till the end.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number, if you'd like to call in, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We've got Laura waiting patiently from Colorado. Hi, Laura. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, I kind of have a comment. I wanted Carol to know that I think it's wonderful that she's getting out the word on this evil holiday. I find any type of celebration at all, and I don't care if people want to stick a Jesus name on it or not, I find it totally despicable for anyone to have any type of recognition of this horrible pagan satanic holiday. And at our home, we don't recognize any pagan holidays, so I think you probably know what that means, but we do keep the feasts and whatnot of the Old Testament. But what I was going to tell you guys was that we used to live in downtown Colorado Springs, and we have a private cat rescue. It's our own deal that we do, and the animals are butchered so bad here on Halloween that we were literally having to keep our animals, really watch the cats, because a lot of them that we rescued were inside and outside, and we had quite a few, so we would have to actually bring them inside for days prior to Halloween. I actually went to a video store one time to rent a movie on November the 2nd, and Crime Stoppers here had posted all kinds of pictures of cats up on the window of the Blockbuster store and was offering a reward. These animals had been horribly butchered and their bodies found. And, we just have such a problem with it here in Colorado Springs, especially on the west side of town and over toward a town called Manitou Springs, a suburb, and very witchy over there. My son was only allowed to go over to school there in the eighth grade until I found out what was going on, and then I shipped him off. But thank you so much for addressing this. I really appreciate hearing it.
Well, Laura, thank you for your encouragement, because... people don't want to believe that animals are so badly butchered at this time of year. And if only they would understand that this is a night of dread. I mean, so many times you'll see people just don't even want to be home Halloween night, turn off the lights because they don't want people coming and, even coming to their doors. But we know that there are innocent children. There is incredible danger this night to innocent children that disappear. Of course, I'm very happy that so many parents are with their kids when they take them trick-or-treating. But really, I mean, as you say, do we have to be involved in a pagan holiday just because candy is offered? So many times I've heard stories of poisoned and drugged candy and apples that in the old days, and there was a story I heard about 10 years ago that apples had were found with razor blades in them. But, you know, we do know this is a night of dread. There is tremendous property damage. People have bring in their lawn furnishings. Cars are set on fire. We know that the police are called in various cities, having to deal with bonfires that are ablaze in places, buildings are set on fire, etc., etc. So this is a night of madness and mayhem and confusion and chaos. And, you know, even some states, of course, won't even allow. They're outlawing Halloween activities completely because of the chaos and damage. But I think with Laura's story bringing to our minds that animals are horribly abused on this night, there are sacrifices. In a movie we made on Satanism, the Satanists there said, two of these very pretty little girls said that when they started with animal sacrifices, at first they started with a little rat and cut off the head and started drinking the blood, but soon it became an addiction, and you know, that's what happens, and the mutilations get worse and worse, and people that own farms have given me terrible stories of what happens to cattle and the maiming of larger animals and horses in farms. So people, be wary, be careful. This is a real religion. It's IRS tax-exempt religion. The Supreme Courts have deemed witchcraft a religion. We've got Wiccan chaplains in the military. So it's not pretend. It's not fantasy. As I pointed out in my Harry Potter film, when we made Harry Potter, and so many parents would say, oh, it's fantasy, and my kids aren't going to become witches just by reading Harry Potter and loving Harry Potter, who, of course, is a witch. But when I was at King's Cross Station in London, which is where Harry gets his supposed fictional train to go to his fictional Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry, the occult school, there, platform 9 3/4, which really doesn't exist, there's a platform 9 and a platform 10, but they put a rope across the wall at King's Cross Station because hundreds of kids were coming from all different parts of the world running through the wall like Harry did because they wanted to get onto his Hogwarts train, which took him to the Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. So while parents may say that children can tell the difference between fantasy and reality, even J.K. Rowling, the author of Harry Potter, said she got thousands and thousands of letters from children that wanted to go to Harry's school of his occult school of Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. So this is real. Kids want that power that Harry has, or that witchcraft promises, or that Satanism promises. If you slaughter animals in ritual sacrifice, that you supposedly get this power, and this is what people are craving.
And of course, I think it's so intriguing what we have to understand. Although it's real, we should, must, if we love the Lord, have nothing to do with it. Anything else, Laura?
Well, you know, I just wanted to thank her once again for really putting this out. And, you know, a lot of Christians are deeply in compromise with paganism. In fact, it's gotten to the point where we even refer to a lot of the Christian churches as Western Christian pagan churches, because they've just become so extremely in compromise. You know, and in the Word of God, it tells us what Yahweh tells us is, do not worship me in the way that the heathen do.
Amen.
You know, and I think that more and more churches really need to start concentrating on that, and a lot less of being in the world.
Well,
you're absolutely right. So many times Christians ask, you know, well, what can we do on Halloween night? What can we have as our alternatives? Well, how about praying, educating the Christians to get back to the Word of God, hearing what God wants, what God doesn't want us to be compromised by? How about maybe renting these films, looking at these films, becoming educated, and using this as an evangelistic outreach to bring people into the message that Jesus Christ died to give us eternal life, and not celebrate death, you know?
Amen to that. Hey, well, thank you so much, Laura. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And our guest is Carol Matriciana, who's, of course, on the front lines of this battle, trying to educate people about this very real struggle that's taking place today. Malorg, thanks very much for your call, and I hope you'll get the all those people there in Colorado Springs listening. We've got excellent audience in the other side of Colorado, out of Johnstown. We get into Denver and Fort Collins and Boulder and that whole area. We've covered Colorado pretty well, except for Fort Collins, and then, of course, Fort Collins has to get us on the Internet or shortwave or satellite. But at least we have the opportunity of reaching people, and the only way people are going to know about it is for people to tell people to tell people about the very real spiritual battle that's taking place today. Well, Carol Sidney, you've done a wonderful job with your DVDs on the supernatural, on yoga. You have one I remember very well on witchcraft. What's the title of that one?
Well, the Supernatural Powers, Dr. Stan, has a half-hour TV show that's called Witchcraft Spell, I think is what it's called, which interviews witches and former witches and practicing witches. Of course, in our Halloween Trick or Treat DVD, we interviewed witches and covens all over Britain who are proud to announce that paganism is growing and that they, you know, communicate with the spirit world for power.
And, you know, what's really so amazing to me is that, you know, a generation ago, people would keep this secret. They would be afraid to come forward and bring this out. In fact, on one of Chris Pinto's DVDs, where he's talking with a leading Mason, who said, you know, we would never have dared talk about these things openly, you know, 30 years ago. But now we do. Why? Because we are coming to the culmination of history. This is what people don't see. And our job is to make people understand that the world we have known in the past no longer exists, and I fear it will never exist again. The prosperity we've known is not going to be there. So the people are going to, most people are going to lose their homes and their wealth and their jobs and really, of course, everything as we've known it is going to be gone. And the one thing that we will have to cling to will be our faith. This is why I do what I do and why Carol does what she does. All right, well, we've got somebody calling here. We'll have them on in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. But go right ahead, Carol.
Well, the idea, of course, we're told in the Bible that there's going to be a culmination of all religions and there's going to be a global religion. And how better to do this than to take away boundaries and taboos and sort of bring them in so that everybody is tolerant in our multicultural society to say that all religions are the same, all paths lead to God, etc., etc. And one of the central features of witchcraft and paganism is an altered state through trance and meditation. And this particular Halloween night is, of course, an idea when the veils are the thinnest between the two worlds and that you can make contact through altered states, through the experience.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death, all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Hold on, so we'll be right back.
You can see much more from her politics what her religious persuasion is, rather than saying, obviously her worldview is a pagan worldview. Just by looking at her politics, that you can see what she supports, which is not a biblical worldview, even though she calls herself baptized into, an Anglican faith. So
she's basically lying when she says that she's an Anglican Christian.
Well, she's not lying in the sense of, I think she's deceived, because yes, you can. She was baptized into, a faith that says that she's a Christian. So on paper, yes, when you're baptized in infant baptism into a faith that says it's Christian, that isn't necessarily a biblical faith, which says that our baptism is in Jesus Christ when we confess our sin and then die in him, and then are resurrected in his power through his Holy Spirit. So
I think we have to judge people by what they do with their money, and a lot of her money has gone to very wicked purposes. Ken, we're out of time. God bless
you.
Thanks so very much for calling.
Hi, Ken. Thank you for your call.
We're not going to get to David, who's calling us from Massachusetts. If you'd like to hang on, I'll be glad to talk to him after the program. Carol, I want you to get your telephone number out so people will know how to call you.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. They can order online, 951-301-1101. That's 951-301-1101. Or go onto the website, www.carylltv.com, and order online. Or there's our address on there, and all the information is on our website. So thank you so very much, Dr. Stan, for allowing me to be your guest today.
It's always a pleasure to have you. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless.
And we'll be talking to Carol again real soon on some of our other programs. Carol's one of our favorite personal friends. And, of course, it's amazing how so many people are drawn into this movement. God has assigned a specific job to them. I mean, I could no more make a good video than I could fly, but, I mean, I have a certain minor talent in radio. Carol does magnificent videos, and other people, have certain talents and research projects. And how it was divided, only God knows the answer to that question. But certainly, Carol does a wonderful job. You'll enjoy her products, and we recommend them to you. room. And then, of course, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. And if you believe in what we're trying to do to educate people about the spiritual battle, we would love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com, and we have all sorts of things up there that help to support what we do to keep the 60 stations that we have every month. So far, we're holding our own. A lot of people are having problems. God never let us get be very large, and I never understood why. You know, I'd like to have 100 radio stations or 600 radio stations. God has never provided that for me, and I don't worry about it. And because, of course, I have to look to Him for guidance. But at least He's maintaining us, and if you can help us, why, we'd love to hear from you. Again, our number 1-800-544-8.